Here, I tried to score some points, and she wasn't even here to... Anyway, no, seriously, whoever has the gift of finances needs to think about your budget, and then you need to sit down and talk about that. So you need to work at it as a team, but probably one or the other of you is gifted in this area, or at least gifted more than the other one. Does that make sense? All right, the third step is to learn what your true income is. This is the actual, reliable, bill-paying income. It's the net dollars, in other words. It's not what you're withholding for taxes. You can't include that. It's not what you're withholding for Social Security. It's not dependent upon overtime or year-end bonuses or anything like that. It is your true bill-paying income. Now, the fourth step is more difficult. Do your written budget on a monthly basis. On a monthly basis. This isn't reinventing the wheel. Don't get the wrong idea. But it's going through your budget, making sure that it hasn't changed. You know, in 3 months, more than likely, some of your expenses are going to change. And so you need to revisit, right? You need to rewrite some parts of your budget. Now, this does two things. Like I said, things change and it causes you to review your budget. But it also, if you're married, it helps you have good communication around your budget. Because you sit down 2 or 3 days before the end of the month, and both of you together go through what your budget is. All right? The fifth step is just to restate something that I've already said. Write your budget down. Write it down. It brings clarity, commitment, fewer misunderstandings. Finally, the sixth step is to prepare your budget in general with your priorities listed first. Priorities listed first. In our family, that's the giving to the church, that's our basic sustenance, food, shelter, clothing, and that's our legal commitment to others. It's a personal matter of soul searching with the couple if you're married. All right, understanding your budget. There are a few important things to consider when forming your plan. Number one is, don't be overly optimistic. This is, I've done this in the past. By the way, I am so excited. For 15 years, we've been trying to pay off a credit card, and last 2 weeks ago, I wrote the final check to this credit card that put us through seminary. Praise Jesus. Praise God. That was a big elephant, by the way, in our household. But anyway, don't be overly optimistic. And where I was going with that is sometimes I've paid this credit card a lot of money so I could just get it down and get it over with, right? Then I don't realize that sometimes we get sick and there's copays that we have to take care of, right? Or the refrigerator stops working and we have to have the guy come out and fix the refrigerator. So don't be overly optimistic. The second thing is, be kind to yourself. You see, like I said earlier, budgeting is kind of like dieting. What happens if you go cold turkey? Huh? Yeah. I mean, if there comes a point where you're going to when dieting happens, you're going to eat too much, right? At some point, you're going to just say, I can't handle it anymore, and you're going to eat too much, right? I know this hits close to home for some of you, but you can still say amen if you agree, all right? So, budgeting is the same way. Be kind to yourself. If you cut yourself off completely, somewhere down the road, you're going to ruin everything you've worked for, all right? So take several months to whittle it down. Take several months to whittle it down, but you got to keep moving forward on it. Don't forget what Dave calls lump sum payment planning. These are payments that you make on a non-monthly basis, such as taxes and insurance, things like that. What you have received is a very short version of a budget. And I wanted each of you to have that, or at least each family unit to have that. And if you notice on there, there's car insurance, there's health insurance, there's things that are what would be considered lump sum payment planning. And that's what those lines are for. So you'll keep those in mind. Nothing is worse than at the end of 6 months receiving a car insurance bill for $400 and you're going, oh, I don't have $400. Right? Of course, one nice thing that I really love about our insurance is I've everything, all of our insurances, comes out on a monthly basis, automatically, out of our account. It costs us like $5 a month, but boy, that sure is handy, and it dribbles it out over 12 months instead of every 6 months or whatever. So I would suggest that.